This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, fellow patriots. You are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I am your guest host, Liz Matori. Thank you so much for checking us out today. This is our second hour, and the first hour I was able to break down why the heck you're listening to me and not Kevin. I am guest hosting today. I am the author of Born Again Republican. I am a newfound conservative, and just like you and Kevin, I am joining you on this mission to encourage, if not inspire, if not yell at the top of our lungs for folks to know what the left is doing. So we turn, because I came relatively new to this game, I've been very adamant about, like, why the heck don't more people, particularly more people of color, more women, all the identity politics people, why don't they get it? You know, like, the moment that you start thinking and seeing things the way that I'd seen them, you know, you're like, whoa, dude, like, you're not seeing how manipulated all of this stuff is and how, like, we're being taken for granted and all that stuff. And, you know, I think at first I was, like, really frustrated because I'm like, why is this happening? But I do think that more people are paying attention. I don't know, you think about it, you know, like, there's all these articles now. I think they're hilarious. There was a Washington Post article this week about, you know, how many, you know, black Americans are stepping up to the Democrat Party, and they're running challenge candidates, and they're wanting to find, you know, a better voice, a stronger voice for their principles. But nowhere in that article were they talking about all the different black conservatives like me who voluntarily left the party and are vocal about it. I'm not the only youngish black woman who is sick and tired of our former party. And if anything, you know, if there is a story to be made, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, like, how I was raised, how liberal I was raised, just like maybe some of you out there, many of you out there, they don't want us to know about each other. So that's why they ridicule, that's why they bully, that's why they call us names. And it's like, you know, maybe it's because I didn't grow up in an environment that I was really bullied, that it's really kind of an extreme experience to feel like for the first time you're bullied as an adult by other adults. And in many respects, my former classmates. I had mentioned this before, but I went to Howard Law, graduated in 2006. I loved it. You know, if anything, it was, again, a homecoming. My father graduated from Howard University undergrad and medical school. I grew up on the university campus. Both my parents worked at the hospital. So I'm like when I tell you I, like, grew up in it, like, I really did. You know, black intelligentsia, all of it. It was my norm. So because of that, and the only reason why I mention all that is because, you know, my whole civil rights stuff was like a birthright to me. I am very sort of, I've had enough of the sort of, like, the faux fight that people act like they have, because, you know, they weren't about the business years ago. And the only time that they are caring, black, white, otherwise, is now that the cameras are on. And if you, even if you go back as to, you know, the original issues around police brutality, if, you know, we have to admit there has been quite a few iterations of said abuse of power, which I do believe that some people do. You know, we love the men and women in blue, but we all know that you, with great power comes great responsibility. But, like, right, if you weren't a part of that struggle from before and you just showed up and you're old enough to know better, yeah, like, you're doing it for an inauthentic reason. And again, I got a lot of flack for talking about, you know, these, like, some people use the word false flag. I think I don't quite understand the term itself, so I don't really use it as much. But again, because I know some of the folks that are involved, you know, if anything, what they are, they're events. You know, they are events that help make the case, make the agenda. And what is the agenda? It depends upon who you ask. The people who live near me, again, in the suburban areas of the District of Columbia, the limousine liberals, the, you know, the folks who kind of love to talk about diversity and how they're all great, but, you know, when push comes to shove, they're the ones that are the most racist people you ever meet. But I digress. Some of them think that they want to destroy our sovereignty. I remember the first time I was able to see this up close was the first time I participated in a sanctuary city discussion. I was, for the first time, I was the conservative on the panel. It was an NPR thing with Kojo Namdi, right? So, like, I was so excited, Kojo Namdi, there'd be, like, an interview and a panel discussion. I was the conservative, and one of my actually former friends was an undocumented, and I guess he still is undocumented, I don't know. So, long story short, I was making the case. I don't think anything that I said, and it's online, you can check it out yourself, like, I don't think I said anything that was racist, bigoted, or whatever. I was just talking about how our country has rules. We have definitions. Immigrant is a word. Illegal alien is another word. And if you overstay your visa or do not have permission to work here, all of that, by definition, is unlawful. You know? We can talk about that whole another hour, if you will. But so I remember one of the questions that came up from the audience was talking about, like, oh, you know, like, there are no illegal people. You know, that whole thing. There are no illegal people. Nobody is talking about their humanity. We're just talking about their permission and their right to be in the country and, of course, like, take over our, you know, our own government. Anywho, that kid, 20-year-old kid, was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, of course I want a borderless country. And, like, ever since I heard that, I'm like, what is a borderless country? Maybe y'all know, maybe you can help me out and understand what the heck, how a country can be borderless. But from that moment on, I was like, there's something there. I think there's a full-on, like, effort by some people out there that honestly, sincerely want to destroy this country because, ultimately speaking, it is a powerful creation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. This is Liz Matori, your guest host this day, actually. 3 hours. Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to say again, shout out to Kevin Jackson for this awesome experience. It's really wonderful to connect with you over the amazingness of internet radio. So again, case in point, media, right? We're talking about agendas. We're talking about what the heck the left is doing. And quite frankly, how important it is for us everywhere. Everywhere in this country, regardless of what your background is, how you got here, if you are listening to this show or any of the shows like this, you are a part of the, you're part of the, like, the mission, right? Talked about it before. My mission is to get either people to leave the Democrat Party, definitely become Republicans, and I know that's a big ask, or at the very least become independent. Again, like people talk, oh, you know, like labels and, oh, I'm a Democrat, da da da. Well, I'm just going to tell you this right now from my experience, from what I know, from my work, years of work in the Democrat Party. What you think is a Democrat Party, your party and your parents' party, does not exist anymore. I don't know if enough people know that. You know, like, even, gosh, like, I don't know. I mean, it's like there's like a, there's like the a public persona of what people think is the Democrat Party. And then there's like the like skeleton of it. And shout out to Donna Brazile, like for real. I know her book came out a while ago. Kid you not, man, when I talk about these events that they're talking about, like they, and I, when they, I mean the left or whomever, established, I don't know what they are. I really don't care what they are, but there is a group of people out there, hundreds of them, I don't know, 100 of them, 10 of them, I don't care how many they are, but they are very powerful and they are afraid of the rest of us. They are absolutely positively afraid of the fact that American citizens took the chance, took the risk, took the opportunity, and took the right to vote for our president. They never planned on our president. This again goes back to their agenda. If they never ever expected Donald Trump to become president, and they totally, up until the end, assumed that Hillary Clinton would be president, none of the stuff that we hear and see, and they're like, they're flex, right? All of this like Russian probing and intelligence hacks and spying on American citizens, we would have never heard about it, y'all. Like, seriously. And the fact that at least we are aware of it, that is what's amazingly interesting about this time. Again, talk about 2018, we talk about midterms, we talk about the importance of getting out there, draining the swamp. We cannot drain the swamp. Brother Man cannot drain the swamp by himself. You see how strong, adamant, they will fight tooth and nail to keep their power. The only reason why they are afraid, and again, using these events to make us afraid, is the fact that we are absolutely powerful. The cards that we're dealt, you know, the power is within us as American citizens to change the game. You know, that's the cool thing about our Constitution. That's the cool thing about, you know, realizing what conservatism is and realizing that you don't have to look outside of yourself for an ability to create change. It's well within you. You know, I mean, you grow up believing in God and you believe in faith, but when you are tested and you realize that, you know, no amount of government programming or system or whatever is going to help you, and you quiet yourself and you pray, like, it's super cool. Like, I'm in this whole, like, tip, man. I mean, maybe my moment really, really was September 11th. I went to New York. I went to Columbia, New York. I went to school at Columbia in New York City. I lost one of my friends in September 11th. We were absolutely shell-shocked, not gonna lie. Like, that's the reason why I don't live in New York City to this day. Not only is it a hella expensive place to live, and I don't like the smell of pee in the middle of the summer. That's a whole other story. I digress. So 9/11 definitely happened, but think about what happened afterwards. We pushed one of several of the most draconian rules, laws, the Patriot Act, to basically, you know, in light of, you know, fighting terrorism or, you know, making sure the next 9/11 doesn't happen again, the Congress, our Congress, you know, crafted, enforced laws that allow for, you know, spying of American citizens like what we're seeing now, that they used. They basically, again, like, you can't even just say the leftists now. I mean, that's the Bush administration. I mean, I don't know where we are on the whole Bush administration thing, but it's like A plus B equals C, y'all. Like, seriously, they wouldn't have been able to do any of the stuff that we're hearing about if it weren't for A, if it weren't for the Patriot Act. Again, if it weren't for the huge major event of 9/11. And talk about agenda. We now are having these huge, like the huge refugee crises, where, you know, we can't even talk about, you know, our concerns about the people who are, you know, coming into our country and or the West. Let's face it, it's not a racial thing. It absolutely is a cultural thing. We have different values. You know, we believe that, you know, when you rape a woman, like, it's not a good thing. You know, in some of the cultures, women not only don't have rights, they don't have a voice, they don't have ability to even, you know, to know that that activity is not okay. Unfortunately, even in a place like Maryland, in a place like Baltimore, we are hearing about honor killings. I mean, guys, like, what is going on? Like, they're talking about acid attacks in Minnesota and in Minneapolis. I mean, how are we as American citizens, what are we doing about this? Our government, and again, like, there's a reason why we have the Second Amendment. I mean, the Second Amendment, you know, the oath that we take in our onto our Constitution, in, you know, by the grace of God, is to make sure that we uphold the values and principles that we want to aspire to and live by. I don't think honor killing should be allowed in the context of Sharia law. These things cannot, you know, jibe together. They're literally oil. They're not even oil and water. They're whatever substance definitely doesn't jibe with the other substance. They're that. And in a minute, we're going to have to take a little break. Wow, these sessions are like going back to back, man. It's when you get into it, you can really get into some sort of flow. But again, like, we have to be really mindful of what is happening. And sometimes they're doing things to take away our rights. If you take 9/11 as an example, and you take the Patriot Act as an example, if you take mass shootings as an example, or events that utilize weapons, firearms as an example, please, please be mindful of what sort of laws they're trying to do now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Patriots. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm Liz Matori, your guest host, and thank you again for sticking in with us. Yes, so we're talking about agenda. We're talking about the left. We're talking about whoever you want to call it. There are all these different events that we're seeing, whether it's mass shootings or whatever they want to call them. Even, I would argue, the DACA situation or the illegal, unlawful entrance events are honestly to craft, or I guess to go away from, the rights of the citizens. And I wanted to kind of share with you for a moment some precedent. I also work in public relations. I have my MA from Maryland, and we study, I hate to say that it all boils down to marketing, but marketing has a lot to do with what we are witnessing out there in the hinterlands. So if you want to read books, if you want to get more of the sort of the source of it all, definitely recommend three specific books to kind of get a sense of context. The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind by Gustave Le Bon. Crystallizing Public Opinion by Edward Bernays, and Propaganda, also by Edward Bernays. And again, when you break down the difference between, I guess, the rest of us and them, conservatives believe in the power of the individual. The other folks believe in the power of the government or the group. It's very hard. Think about your group of friends. Back in the day, when before you actually had friends that had diverse opinions, and instead of having, you know, what we have now is just everybody thinks the same thing, and we all have to be mindful of it. Right, so when you have a group of friends or your family, and, you know, everybody has their own different opinions, they're all individuals, everybody has, you know, their own personalities, this, that, and the other, decision-making is difficult. You know, there might be some similarities. Some people might want Chinese food. Some people might want Italian. But everybody has their own opinion as to what sort of food they want to eat for dinner. You have to have a conversation. You got to weigh the principles. You got to weigh the price. All these different things. Eventually, that group of people are going to make a decision after sharing their difference of opinion. Or they won't. Maybe they'll order from different places, what have you. But if you are going to try to get that group of people, even though they are individuals, to make a decision almost immediately without thinking, you have to cut them away from being individuals and shift them into a group. Because ultimately, your goal is to control their opinion. You want to control their activity.
So that's what we're watching. I mean, at the end of the day, you are witnessing real time the manipulation of society. And I think, in my opinion, everything's happening in breakneck speed, because the more that our president and other people like him are looking under the mattress, if you will, or under the rug or whatever, looking for, you know, in scrutinizing what has happened, I do believe that they don't want us to find out what they've been doing. And so in order for us to be distracted, the classic is divide and conquer, right? And how do you, again, divide folks in a way to control them? One of the classic examples of how people bond is usually through religion or culture. But because Western civilization has developed in a way, there's a lot of, continuity there. We've developed in a way to have certain principles over the last, millennia, if you will. If you notice the rapid sort of degradation of our relationship to religion and or God, I would argue that these two things are happening at once. It is easier to manipulate people if they don't have a good foundation. I was raised Catholic. I mean, obviously, Lord knows the Catholic Church has had our fair share of issues, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, you have a certain set of principles and you live by them and you try to live by them, but you have context. But if you don't have any context whatsoever, and not only that, you only believe in this world or this life, and you only think that man or humans or men are in control and therefore are solely responsible, you end up doing things or believing things that you don't have a conscience. You know, everybody has a conscience, but your values and your morals sort of craft and hone how you live your life, and not only how you live your life, but how you interact and interface with others. A new sort of philosophy that I am learning about more so now than before is libertarianism. And I know this is a little tangent, but it is what it is. We'll get back to what we were talking about before. But libertarians are wonderful people. I don't know all of them, but I value the fact that they believe that certain people can, you know, do and say what they want and live how they want as long as they don't hurt anybody. But again, like, if you don't have the same values and principles and standards that other people have, it is very hard to just live free and flighty. The other extreme is the leftist bit, where they don't think that individuals have the ability to control and constrain themselves and have a sense of responsibility. So instead of having that individual liberty and control, they think the government has to do it. So again, like, the things that we have to remind our fellow travelers that don't quite understand why we are conservatives now, push back on them and say, okay, do you want the individuals to figure this out for themselves in their own way, in their own ability, or do you think that we're too dumb to figure it out ourselves and we need the government to do it? That is a huge bit of the agenda, that they, you know, want us to be comfortable losing our sense of selves. And again, like, the more that they push this, I do believe that more of us are going to begin to wonder and question what we're seeing. As we all know, the classic or the traditional media sources are dwindling. And just like anything, what bleeds, it leads, and with shock and awe, you know, that's why their industry is based on the suffering of others. Like, how sick and sad is that? Like, think about it. Like, what we're seeing now, I mean, we're sad that every day, every hour, and there's just something else going on. And you literally have to wonder, there has to be another source of might out there than man. You know, I mean, if we were to only depend on our own limitations, we would be lost. But again, like, that's the cool thing about us conservatives is that we know that we're not in this by ourselves. And that we have the ability to live out our lives by the grace of God and be able to figure out how we can, you know, navigate the world in a better way. The left doesn't have that. I mean, that's the freaky weird thing about it. You know, I know for a fact that my congressman is an atheist. And I know a lot of folks don't like to talk about religion or lack of religion, but I don't understand atheism. And that's, I have to admit to that. I don't understand how you can govern in a Judeo-Christian place without believing in the God that you, that most of the country believes in. But then again, what does one do when one of the most powerful people, and maybe several others, in our government, don't believe the values that you, that most of the country believes in? What do we do about it then? So if you want to include in the agenda, part of the agenda is to take us away from our belief in God. That was another interesting moment where a lot of the Democrats that I was able to connect with before I left the party, they are concerned that in a place like Maryland, the Democrat Party has gotten so far left that they felt like they couldn't believe in God and be proud Christians and still be Democrats, because the Democrats are forcing hyper-liberal, extremist, agenda-driven legislation, especially in a place like Maryland, outside the context of the most important sort of guide to one's life. And they'll say, oh, you know, separation of church and state. You know, I think that's like a bogey on that one, because I feel like that is a way for them to take us from our own mark. We'll take a little break now, and we'll talk more about these agenda-driven events. And you'll let us know what you think about all these things.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, fellow patriots, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. This is Liz Matori, your guest host for today. And again, thank you so much for checking in and sticking with us. Really do appreciate your support. So let's get back into it. So we were talking about, you know, the actual use of propaganda and, you know, getting some more context as to what we're seeing. I just wanted to share with you a couple of, you know, quotes from these books that I'd mentioned before. This one is, as I said, The Crowd, A Study of the Popular Mind. Just think about this stuff. It's, like, amazing, right? When you
consider the fact that when a person enters a crowd, quote, his intellectual standard is immediately and considerably lowered. I mean, dude, like, the guy's, like, really, like, breaking down, like, the reality of it all. Before, it says, the progressive growth of the power of the masses took place at first by a propagation of certain ideas, which have slowly implanted themselves in men's minds, and afterwards by a gradual association of individuals bent on bringing about a realization of theoretical conceptions. Let's take 2A. I mean, I think that that's a big thing that has been we've been talking about for quite some time. If you have a constitutional right that's been in there since, you know, what, the 1700s, and all of a sudden now you're, like, wanting to get rid of it, think about what they're doing. And, again, like, I welcome it. Not necessarily, I really don't want people to die. I really don't. But the more that folks push on the NRA, I'm a member of the NRA, by the way, and I don't mind stating that. First of all, I didn't even know that we got all these discounts, man. I was like, what? We got discounts just because of membership? I didn't know about that. Anyway, oh well. Yeah, you know, the more that the left pushes this agenda, they, I think, are hitting our own valuable citizenship too hard. I would say 2A and taking away our right to defend ourselves equitably, for example, like if we are supposed to arm ourselves against, you know, overzealous government, and if the government has, you know, they always talk about the AR-15. Okay, if the government has an AR-15 and you have, like, a Beretta, no offense to Beretta, but you have a handgun, they have an AR-15, who's winning that battle? I mean, people forget, like, I'm not trying to say that, you know, individual citizens need, like, tanks and stuff, but the whole point is to be able to defend yourself from harm. One of my friends has her own ammunition company here, and she talks about, you know, the importance of women being armed, and she says, you know, it's not an assault rifle, it's a defense rifle. Again, we got to get better at how we use language. The left, they're so good at it. They're so good at using words and galvanizing, you know, power around them, getting, again, the crowd to think and move the direction that they want. We have to kind of use the same similar tactics in order to get rid of or negate the impact that the left already has on our society. So case in point, if they say assault rifle, assault rifle, assault rifle, we say back to them, you mean a defense rifle, a defense rifle, a defense rifle. Most of us, 99.99% of law-abiding citizens become well-trained, you know, aren't using these because they want to run around killing people. Why are we making laws that people have said this before? But we have to reiterate it and repeat it over and over and over again. Any law, any change of law is only going to affect the rest of us, not the people who want to do harm. Case in point, I live in a sanctuary county called Montgomery County. We, next week, are actually going to testify in Annapolis to block once again our state becoming a sanctuary state. These leftists, kid you not, have taken over our state so much that I hope that your states out there are not in the position that we are here in Maryland. Kid you not. Like, you can't even, like, make an argument, a statement, sort of very neutral about how much of an amazing impact unlawful entrants have made to a society. Again, you don't know how many people are here that there aren't supposed to be here. That's not a racist statement, that's a fact. And you have, let's say you have some, you know, legislators or elected officials who, you know, they want to win, they want to stay where they are, and so, oh, and by the way, they already have the black vote in their pocket. What do? They pander. The word that I love to call is hispandering. Remember when Hillary was talking about her abuela, like, or she's an abuela? I'm like, girlfriend, you ain't an umbrella. It's okay. Anyway, sorry. Golly. That's the reason why we weren't with her. Anyway, so you take unlawful entrance, you take illegal aliens, you take, you know, the message there is, you know, there's no unlawful or illegal humans, you know, we have to have compassion. Shoot, the reason why I'm still searching for a congregation is because in my Catholic church, the one that I go to every day, every Sunday, they talk about, you know, how we need to make sure that we have immigration. People, immigration is an actual thing. Like my mom and my aunt and my uncle, they came over here legally from the Philippines. Nowadays, it takes 24 years to come here from the Philippines. So are you telling me that my Filipino friends and my, you know, the people who want to come here now, they have to wait 24 years, but these mamma jammas can stay here for 24 years and, oh, by the way, get granted citizenship with a freaking snap of a finger? Like, the hypocrisy of the left is real, and we need to push back. Again, that's the reason why more of us, quote-unquote, people of color, need to educate ourselves and stand firmly in our principles, because we need to make the case, because our voices are the ones that have been marginalized by the left. You know, think about it. If you go back to, again, the founding of the Republican Party, and the reason why my book is called Born Again Republican is that blacks, you know, former slaves, freed people, you know, were Republicans initially. We were never meant to be Democrats in the first place. We only started becoming Democrats in the 60s, and you all know this. And again, if you want to trace back to when and how and why our society got screwed up, and I'm talking about everybody, not just black folks, it goes back to that moment. And now that we have millions of folks who are now trying to make all the rest of us second-class citizens. Oh, by the way, because when they break our rules and they rape and pillage, they get let go on a bond of $1,500, and then we are like rotting in prison or rotting in jail with a $25,000 bond. I mean, we as the other marginal, I don't know, these words are just so bogus, but you know what I mean. The people of color, if you're going to talk about people of color, and you're talking about citizenship, and you're talking about equity, you talk about, you know, like equal rights, then bring it. You know, we know that we have been suffering under certain, you know, lack of equality for several different many things. Why are we now all of a sudden allowing for people who don't have right and permission to be in this country literally get away with murder? That's how bad it is here in Maryland. You know, like, we need, or in California, for gosh sakes. You know, that is what happens when we do not have a strong counterweight. That is the reason why we as conservatives, it's the reason why, yes, as Republicans, more of us need to challenge the system. More of us need to run for office. You know, I decided last month to throw my hat back in the ring, because we will be losing our country because, again, they are winning the messaging war. They are winning the, you know, hearts and minds war. And we are sort of thinking that we have all the time in the world, but we really, really don't. You know, like, we actually have the votes on our side. They cannot win national elections. That literally is the reason. I've seen the numbers. I've been in the rooms. You know what I mean? They whiteboard it out. They put out percentages, and they know that they've lost average American votes. Voters do not vote for them anymore. Americans don't vote for Democrats anymore on a national scale. And so what they do, and all they want to do, is impeach our president and get back the power that they lost immediately. They are willing to do anything and everything in their power. They are willing to destroy our country in order to get their power back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.